Orange County Bail Bond Justice has been around in our community for a few years, working to reform various unjust practices about how bail is set in Orange County's criminal justice system. And in order to achieve those goals, the initiative observes court hearings and appearances, and then they create regular assessments to display the data of people at the detention center and the trends that are happening there. And they just shared a report recently that shows at the end of 2020, the trends that they saw decrease earlier in the year have indeed begun to return. And joined now by Kimberly Brewer in the studio, who is the chair of Orange County Bail Bond Justice, to discuss this latest report and more. Kimberly, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much for having us, Brighton.
So for those who might not be aware of what Orange County Bail Bond Justice is doing or how you guys came about, can you detail the initiative's history a little bit, and then what specific practices in Orange County you guys are hoping to bring some change about?
Right. So, like you said, we've been working since January of 2019 to really change unjust bail practices in Orange County with two real efforts. One, to observe court, to really understand what's going on, and to report on that. And really try to change anything that we see as unjust and praise what we see, the good that's going on. And then the second effort that we have is to provide bail assistance to people who can't afford to pay their bail. So we've been working essentially as a interfaith, faith-based community organization. And we have 11 churches and faith communities who are partnering, as well as justice organizations like the NAACP and ACLU. So we've been working hard. We issued a report last year about this time that came up with, as we were using our data and reporting our findings based on our court observation. And what we found was we really had two systems of justice in Orange County, one for the poor and one for everyone else. And we also saw some real disparity when it came to race, you know, how bail was being set and used, cash bail in particular, when it came to people of color. And we thought that was wrong. We think that, you know, how much money you have shouldn't really determine whether you sit in jail before your trial, because before your trial, you're still presumed innocent, right? That's the way our justice system works. So in that report, we came up with 13 recommendations, and we released that report. And that really coincided with a couple of things, several things. It coincided with the COVID pandemic. It coincided with a real awakening about criminal justice reform after George Floyd, real local efforts to deeply examine our justice system. So a lot of things came together. And what we saw last year was a drastic reduction in detentions and some really good new reforms adopted by Orange County. And we saw great progress, very significant progress from March through about mid-September, and we were very thankful about that. But as you said, in the last quarter of last year, we saw a reversal of trends. And so we wanted to just stop and report on that. That's based on the Orange County Detention Center data. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to stop and say, you know, we want to build on the progress of last year. We don't want to reverse trends. We want to build on that progress. So let's change course right now.
Yeah. And so this, as you mentioned, in 2020, pandemic obviously changed a whole lot of things. We saw the Orange County Sheriff's Office and the detention center change a lot of what they were doing. And in this new report, it describes that kind of as a false or a misleading trend in terms of the lower part. But they also had adopted some reform during that time, right? Can you share what some of those changes were that coincided with the pandemic that might have led to those lower numbers?
Well, I think that what we heard from folks, we talked with the judges, the Orange County Criminal Resources Justice Center, mm-hmm. the Sheriff's Department, the law enforcement, other law enforcement officials like police departments. So they provided input on why this trend was happening. And basically what they said, based on anecdotal observation, this isn't any crunching of numbers on their part, they said that, you know, during the lockdown, there were fewer people outside their homes, that law enforcement officers were interacting with fewer people, and they were only stopping people and interacting with them if it was a dangerous situation. They also reported that, you know, magistrates were using cash bonds requiring cash bail in fewer cases than the local policy would dictate, and that, you know, the judges weren't requiring an arrest and jailing for a prior failure to appear in court, and which is something that is required or had been required. And so all of those things were sort of emergency kinds of procedures. But I would say, Brighton, that they also adopted some very progressive policies last year and procedures based on work and recommendations from our organization as well as other organizations, reform-minded judges and law enforcement officials. We were working together last year and before the pandemic to come up with good new policies and procedures that were adopted permanently. And so, you know, we're glad that those are in place, but we want to go back and look at those things that were happening during the pandemic and say which of those emergency procedures could be adopted permanently if they're not going to cause any danger to our community. And we think that we showed a drastic reduction in detentions. We showed it's possible. So let's build on that.
We're speaking with Kimberly Brewer, who is the chair for Orange County Bail Bond Justice. You can find more out about the initiative at ocbailbondjustice.org. And Kimberly, you guys are still pushing for a lot of those recommendations, the 13 that you released. And it's still, we're in this gray area at the moment where we're in the middle of the pandemic, but a lot of people have adjusted to things. There are also, as you said, they put a lot of, the sheriff's office and criminal justice system put a lot of things in place at the beginning of the pandemic to really protect public health. And we've now found ways to adapt to that and kind of grow, but we're not fully out of the pandemic. What do you expect to maybe be the course over the next like year or so in terms of seeing this increase in trends that we have just seen in the end of 2020, but also in terms of maybe this continuing shift of potential reform in the next year or so, because there will still certainly be challenges presented by the pandemic before we get into the quote unquote new normal?
Right. I think that that's a really excellent question. And even though we have seen drastic reductions last year and then this reversal of that trend, we think that there's real opportunity still to strengthen the criminal justice system in several ways. One, and we think this is really possible. One is that we can reduce the number of people who are actually arrested at the front end. And that can be done in a couple of ways, Brighton. One is we have an excellent new program. Most people don't know about this. An excellent new program in Orange County. It's a street outreach program for people who are homeless who have mental health and substance use issues. And that's a program to divert them from the criminal justice system, because really the only thing they're guilty of is being sick, right? And they need help. And so this program, we think, should be used more to divert people from arrest and getting them help that they need. The second thing we can do is we can use citations more instead of arrest. And we were doing that during the lockdown. And I think that we can do that at a higher rate again. And we can, the next thing we could do is issue more written promise to appear. When someone is arrested, they first go to a magistrate. And Orange County is doing something really great now. They have judges on call 24/7. So if a magistrate doesn't have the authority to release someone, and they think that they could be released without a danger to the community, they can call a judge 24/7 and get the authority. We think that that should be used more. We're glad that it's being used. We think it should be used more to, again, reduce the number of people who are jailed. Because What we see often, in many cases, is that a person is jailed one day by the magistrate and then released the next day at their bond hearing by the judge. And even one day in jail can have a huge impact on someone's life. So we think, you know, let's really reduce the number of people who are actually jailed.
Speaking with Kimberly Brewer, the chair for Orange County Bail Bond Justice, and we've got to begin wrapping up our conversation, but you mentioned the fund that you guys have to help pay bail and bond for people. How has that been going amid the pandemic? And with this decrease that we saw in 2020, but now increase again, how has the fund grown or really evolved since you guys have started it?
Right. The fund became operational at the very time that the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
So at the time that we were really ready to start bailing people out is when we start seeing a drastic reduction in people being detained pretrial. And for most of the year, the people that were being detained were the people with the more serious charges. And we have some criteria, for example, a maximum bail of $5,000 that coincides with more the misdemeanors and lower level felonies. So we weren't seeing people who were meeting our bail criteria. We have recently bailed a couple of people out of jail and we are continuously, we have a team that's checking the detention center data every day to see if there are people who meet our criteria. So thank you for asking about that. It has grown, and we are constantly evaluating how we can use that fund to better meet our goal of a more just pretrial system in Orange County.
Anything else you think our listeners need to know about in terms of the initiative or just criminal justice reform locally?
I just want to say we have made great progress in the last year. And it's a lot of different criminal justice stakeholders as well as nonprofit organizations working together. We need to build on that progress. We've shown that we can achieve a drastic reduction. We need to build on that progress because we still say how much money you have shouldn't determine whether you sit in jail or not.
Orange County Bail Bond Justice.org, OCBailBondJustice.org is the website to go to for that initiative. And Kimberly Brewer, thanks so much for stopping in and sharing the details on this latest report and updates from the project.
Thank you, Brighton. Take care.